my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Welcome to my podcast. So, as it often is, the reason that I'm putting up this episode is to test a different avenue of recording. I'm always looking for the quickest run-and-gun style of recording that I can do and still have the audio sound okay, which is why you'll hear my audio be all over the place, because I'm always testing a new setup for recording where I don't have to actually do a setup. I can just drop into the recording and get her done. And so the topic for, the primary thing is just testing the recording, but the topic for this episode is microblogging and social media, Twitter and its replacements. Because Twitter is very important to me. It's been the MVP of my social media platforms for like 10 years. Not that long. Maybe like 5-6 years. I love Twitter. It's great. Or I loved Twitter. But then Elon Musk said, oh, I love Twitter too, and I get all this attention. I think I'm going to buy Twitter. And he bought Twitter and made it private and really fucked it up. Like, I don't care about him making it an homage to himself so much. He bought it, it's private or whatever. But yeah, he really empowered a bunch of assholes on the platform that was already empowering assholes, and I don't see as much of that as other people do because those assholes are not directly part of my community, but it has disrupted the platform enough that people that I enjoy do see that stuff and they're like, it's not worth it, so they have migrated elsewhere. And then people that I like who are left are only left and posting because they get money off of engagement, because in his desperation to make the platform profitable, he's like, hey, stay here, we'll give you money. And it makes for just a really yucky environment and kind of funky experience all around. So like everybody else, I have been in the desert searching for a new home. And that's what we're talking about today. Finding a new home in microblogging. Some place to go to get real-time news. To engage the masters of your interests and have them engage back. To, like, return contact. Which was the biggest purpose of Twitter, in my mind, was to be able to engage people that are famous or maybe niche famous, but great at what they do and things that you're interested in, and having conversations with them. That's awesome. And there was never a platform for that before directly. Like, most of social media is people posting things, and then you engage that thing, but not with any hope of return engagement, because there are media teams that are actually posting those things for famous people, people with celebrity. But for Twitter, it just has a tradition of these people engaging back. It's part of the process. It's how you build your brand. So the effort in the modern time has been to find a new place to do that. So when Elon Musk first bought Twitter, Zwitter, as I like to call it, because X is a stupid name. When he first bought Twitter, and everybody's like, oh, the writing's on the wall, and they were all looking for a new home, of course I jumped into Mastodon with all the other tech nerds, because I'm a tech nerd, and people don't like Mastodon at this point. It's too involved to get into. It's an open-source platform. It's draws federation, so you build a profile, and you can use that profile off of any Mastodon instance, and anybody can spin up an instance. The biggest Mastodon instance is Mastodon.social. So I'm on three instances. I'm on Mastodon.social. I'm on Mastodon.twit, or I forget what the nomenclature is, but basically where the Twit network is, the This Week in Tech podcasting network, which is a private instance. And then I'm on PixelFed, which is like old school Instagram and is wonderful. The rest of Mastodon is fine and it has its dedicated users or whatever. I will not be using it as my primary microblogging platform. I don't really think I've engaged most of it in a while. But PixelFed is my junk because I love taking pictures. I'm not a photographer. I haven't sat down with a bunch of different tutorials or classes to learn what lighting looks best. I know about the golden hour or whatever and the ratio of how to frame a shot. But that's not what's important to me. Just take lots of pictures, see which ones look good, do a little tweaking, post them somewhere. I love PixelFed, and I will stay there. But yeah, not the place for microblogging for me. Some other things also came up in the meantime that Elon Musk was steadily destroying Twitter with his massive ego. One was Hive, which was promising to be fairly big. I think I posted once on there and never posted again and then deleted the app. So I still have a Hive account out there that hasn't been engaged in months, maybe a year. Blue Sky. Blue Sky is awesome. Blue Sky was started by Jack. The freak is Jack's last name. Well, we just know him as Jack, and he was one of the founders of Twitter. When he divested and went on to his own project was Blue Sky, which was to kind of bring back what Twitter was, kind of what PixelFed is to Instagram. That's what Blue Sky is to Twitter. And it's an invite-only platform, so it's pretty well-curated. That's where all my movie Twitter people went. They all went to Blue Sky. It's a really pleasant place to be. I like it a lot. There are some features that Blue Sky does not have that I don't care about. Don't care about DMs. Don't really care about posting videos directly. Just want to engage people that have common interests, and that's a good place to do it. So a big thumbs up to Blue Sky. If it ever becomes an open platform that's not invite-only, I think that Blue Sky will have a pretty decent future, or it would have, except Big Balls Mark Zuckerberg and Adam Mosseri. Is it Adam Mosseri? Walt Mosseri? No, it's Adam Mosseri, who is the CEO of Instagram, decided to start a microblogging platform to fill the gap left by people migrating from Twitter and started a platform called Threads. And Threads is huge. It is a gigantic platform that should do all the things that Twitter did, but they launched it in beta. They launched it in beta with almost no features. So the power move of Threads was to bring on all of your Instagram followers automatically. As they migrate to Threads, you get a built-in audience. Awesome. But because Instagram built its audience from Facebook, and that audience is migrating all the way down, Threads is like a coalition of your aunts. It's all like aunts. It's all like 50 and 60 year old aunts who are super liberal, who decided to make Threads into a bulwark against basically the poison that is MAGA and the current conservative politics of the day that kind of destroyed Twitter. So preemptively, they were going to make this a bulwark, like a blue wave bulwark against the coming election season. That's good. Man, it makes the platform boring. Also, like, there's no way to find things on the platform. So as far as building a feed that is all people that you want to engage with directly, like, you can't establish, like, separate groups of people that you want to peruse as those specific groups. And because I wanted to be part of the blue wave, I did. Like, I want to be part of that coalition. I think that's very positive. My feed is like 90% like memes against Trump and Elon Musk. And hey, that's great. But also, that is boring. Like, all these aunties have made this platform kind of boring. And so there are people on Threads who I want to engage, But there's so much background noise that those people don't get the engagement that they want on Threads, even though they exist with, you know, a million followers or whatever. And I think that Threads will eventually become the kind of experience that we want it to be. Like, they've been adding features pretty quickly. Like, really nifty, good features. But the thing that Threads does best is just exist as a stable platform for hundreds of millions of people, because the infrastructure was already there, and the photos that you share on Threads look really good, and that is mainly what it does well. I don't need DMs. I think DMs on those kinds of platforms are unnecessary. I just want to be able to engage directly people that are that share my common interest. Like Tech Twitter, a lot of Tech Twitter jumped on Threads immediately, but the kind of engagement you get there is not the same as it was on Twitter. It's not the same as it is on Blue Sky. I have big hopes for Threads, but right now it's not living up to the promise of its existence. It will eventually, but I'm just impatient. It's not there yet. So right now I'd say Blue Sky is the big winner as far as a place to go for microblogging, where people may engage you and you can have a decent conversation with somebody. Not saying that I have, I just think that the promise is more there for Blue Sky than any of the other platforms. And I think that covers it, yeah. I'm still on Twitter. I tried to get away from it. I can't, because there are still people there that haven't migrated anywhere, because they make money on Twitter by having a decent audience and sharing a lot of posts. So, yeah, hoping to see them someplace else, and hopefully it will be Threads or Blue Sky. I think that gets me where I wanted to go, and so we'll catch you in the next episode. Hopefully this one sounds good. I'm hoping that this run-and-gun way of recording that I'm doing for this particular episode will be something that I can do on the regular if I'm just monologuing, if I'm just blogging, or audio logging in this fashion. And then I can, you know, do the formal setup for conversations that I'm having with people. But yeah, that's it. All right, we'll catch you in the next episode, and thanks for listening.